And you're welcome back to This Week. The number of homeless people reached yet another record this week, 14,429, among them 4,404 children. Dr. Aveen Walsh is a consultant specialising in paediatric social inclusion at Temple Street Children's Hospital in Dublin. She leads the Lynn Clinic based in Summerhill. It's the only clinic of its kind in the country, focusing primarily on children in emergency and direct provision accommodation. I spoke to Dr. Walsh earlier and began by asking her about the children they treat at the Lynn Clinic.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me to talk about what I think is a crisis issue facing so many children in Ireland today. Unfortunately, the issues that I see are manifold, but the biggest things that I see impacted that aren't a disease process in and of themselves are children's development and their growth in nutrition and mental health. And I think we also see children with, you know, sometimes relatively simple, sometimes complex medical conditions that are profoundly exacerbated and worsened by the fact that they are in insecure transitory and emergency accommodation.
And what are those health issues?
So you might see children, especially children of the pre-primary school age, who are presenting with incredibly challenging behaviours, global developmental delay, speech delay, escalations, and sometimes aggressive behaviour that's difficult for parents or caregivers to manage. And a huge amount of that is often environmental, but it becomes very hard to tease out in that age group because we are always, as healthcare professionals, looking for changes in the child development or something that flags that they might need early intervention or further assessment for things like autism spectrum disorder. However, that becomes really murky in the context of homelessness when they are not in a stable environment. I think one thing we're at risk of becoming is immune to these numbers and figures because they're constantly escalating. And I think we forget that each number actually represents a child and a family.
Can you give us a case study, an example of some of the children that have presented at the Lynn Clinic?
I suppose I can give kind of an amalgamation of the things that I see that are common and prevalent and incredibly difficult to manage. So we see, and I often have to step back as a doctor. And I think when you try to put yourself in the position of a parent or a caregiver trying to deliver what I would think is routine parenting things. I have young children myself, and things like weaning a baby or an infant in emergency accommodation without your own kitchen, without a high chair, without your own tools to prepare food, without the ability to sometimes purchase what could be, I'm not a great cook myself, but my children like to eat the food that I cook. And you're disempowering parents and caregivers from something basic and something as essential as weaning their child in the way that they want to. We're seeing a lot of micronutrient deficiencies. Iron deficiency anemia is extremely common. The foods that we would commonly think containing iron, a lot of them red meat, you know, green leafy vegetables are not shelf stable. They need a fridge. They need the ability to cook them. And we're having to put children on supplements and medicines for things that ideally we would like to manage through dietary means alone, but we can't.
Some of the malnutrition issues that you raise there, you'd expect to see in developing countries, not in a country like Ireland with a booming economy.
Exactly. Yeah. I couldn't have put it better myself. And also, we are having to manage things. We don't want to put children on medicine if we can avoid it. But if we can't empower people to give their child the appropriate diet, the appropriate food, the appropriate way. I like messy play, and I love to, children should experience food, should feel it, should taste it, should be able to throw it around a little bit and learn that food is not just about nutrition. It's a really holistic thing, and we can't do that. We can't give children the joy of a family meal and learning to experience food in the way that it should be, because it's just not possible in a small hotel room without a high chair, as I said, without a kitchen, when you can't clean up after a child's mess and you're worried about, you know, almost getting in trouble if you leave a mess behind you. It's really, really basic things. And these are not primarily medical problems.
And the parents, they must find it difficult to navigate the health service on behalf of their children. Yeah. What measures do you have in place to help them?
So I suppose we look at our health system, which is designed to support a system of primary primary community care, then access to hospital care in a scheduled way through outpatients or urgent care and unscheduled care through the A&E. Many of our children don't have registered GPs. They don't have medical cards. If you have a registered GP and then you were moved into homelessness, it could be across the city or in another region to your GP, which means you don't have ready access to primary care. You not having a medical card means obtaining basic prescription medications can be prohibitive in cost. Our drugs payment scheme is still €80 a month you need to spend to be able to avail of that. That's a huge amount of money for a family living in emergency accommodation with limited financial means.
Is there a huge demand for your service, and is there a waiting list indeed for your service?
There is a huge demand and there is a growing wait list, and it's a challenge every day because we don't want to dilute the quality of care that we're giving every child. A huge amount of work and effort and support goes into every child and family that needs to attend, and we are constantly looking at ways that we can continue that high level of care that we want to provide while also managing what are ever-growing numbers in the face of, I think, is a national crisis.
And the quality of care, you take time with each child during a consultation. It's longer than a consultation with a GP. How important is it to give that time to each child?
Time is the biggest resource that we have, and I'm lucky that we have tried to structure our clinics to give time. I have amazing colleagues across all aspects of hospital care and paediatrics, but their clinics are not set up to be able to give that time. We use a lot of interpreters, and we go through in more detail maybe why families have found themselves in the circumstances that we have, and that's to be able to better support them.
The Lynn Clinic is providing a very important service. Are you adequately funded?
We are currently temporarily funded, and it is always a priority of mine to explore every avenue of funding that we can. I firmly believe, unfortunately, this problem is not going away. It is only going to get bigger in terms of the numbers of children and families. And you have to look at adult homelessness as well. This problem does not stop when children turn 18. It changes in nature and it changes in terms of the supports and issues that they face. But this is something that unfortunately is only going to become a bigger challenge for Irish society to manage. And I think when we talk about funding, both for my own service and resources and to put in place to support housing and management of all aspects of the problems that these children and families are facing, we have to kind of ask, what value does Irish society place on the quality of life of the child? The crux of this is really that we are looking at years of wasted potential and a legacy of adverse experience in social inclusion if we don't act more proactively now as a society.
That was Dr. Aveen Walsh, consultant paediatrician at Temple Street Children's Hospital.